you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
He determines the number of the stars and call them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes the grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young raven when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. I love that. I love it. It's Psalm 147, verses 4 through 11. How are you, friend? My name is Joey Kroll. This is, of course, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I had a chance to just stumble across that passage the other day. I'm like, that is so pretty. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse or the legs of the warrior, but he delights in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Well, friend, I hope you are having a great week. I hope you're having a good day so far. And of course, this is, as mentioned before, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, and isn't it funny how God, when we zoom out of our life, looking at God's chessboard and his pieces that he moves and how every move that he makes is strategically planned for his purposes. Well, I work at a secular place where, you know, I do a lot of counseling and so forth. And it's so neat because one of the people I work with is Muslim. And he and I have been having some wonderful conversations about the Lord and the Word of God and talking a little bit about his faith and sharing a little bit about my faith. And he's completely open. And it's so neat here. In my last week, we've been having so much conversation. And just the last week alone, more so than we've ever had about the Lord. And it's so neat because God's reminding me, because I was thinking, okay, Lord, there are other Christians there. Why are you calling me and so forth? And God reminded me because one, you already have that relationship with him. You guys have that rapport. And also God showed me that I was the only one willing to cross over the uncomfortable, awkward line to share my faith. And it's just so neat to just see how God works everything together. So he and I have been having some wonderful conversations about the Lord, and it's really neat. So if you can, just be praying on that. Just be praying for me on that, and be praying for this gentleman as well, as I know that God is drawing him near to himself. So, if I can ask it, just be praying for me and for him on that situation. Well, man, lots of fun stuff is going to be happening here around the station. We're preparing for the bus trip to the Creation Museum. I'm so excited about this. We've been talking about this for quite some time right now. On Friday, August the 17th, you're invited to be part of the bus trip down to go see the Creation Museum down in Petersburg, Kentucky. Now, the bus will be leaving from the Marketplace Mall at 6:30 a.m., bright and super early, sharp, right on the dot. Again, Friday, August the 17th, and we'll return to Champaign later on that night at around 11:30, give or take. Now, the trip cost is $70. That includes the museum pass, which include the VIP welcome, get an exclusive presentation by the staff, and I think that also comes with a nice little discount, like 5% off anything you buy there at the museum, a deluxe motor coach, bathroom snacks, bottled water, and fun, of course, is going to be part of the entire bus trip. Again, $70, and it's going to be leaving the Marketplace Mall on Friday, August the 17th, to the Creation Museum. I love it. It's leaving bright and super early at 6:30 a.m. So call up some friends from church and say, hey, is this something you want to do? I want you to join me. Let's have some fellowship. Enjoy a wonderful, wonderful day of fun, a great learning experience and fellowship with other believers and other friends and family members of Great News Radio. To find out more or to get your tickets, just call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, our devotion for today comes from the book of Mark. We'll take a look at that right after this song. It's called Great is the Lord on Great News Radio. Great is the Lord. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm not Mark. Nope. I'm the friends part. Yeah. Joey Curl spending some time here with you on Thursday. And our devotion for today comes from the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 5. And this is probably one of the most well-known stories in the entire Gospel. The woman who touched Jesus' cloak and Jesus felt power come out of him and she was healed immediately. We all know that passage. I remember that passage, man, several years ago when I first became a believer. In Luke chapter 8, it identifies a problem with this woman. Now, the King James calls it an issue of blood. This woman was bleeding for 12 years. I mean, bleeding for 12 years. So when you're bleeding for 12 years, she was weak. I can imagine her hurting in parts of the body because she's not getting that body flow. Her body's probably not functioning properly. And the Gospel of Mark tells us that she had spent all of her money on the doctors. I mean, she was getting doctor bills we can't pay for problems they can't fix. Boy, ain't that true in some cases. I mean, she not only had physical problems, but she had financial problems. Because in Mark chapter 5, verse 26, it said that she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, it says that she grew worse. In Luke chapter 8, it says that nobody can heal her. No one. She couldn't be healed by anyone. There was no human resource available to fix the problem. It was an unfixable scenario. She hears that Jesus was in town. Woo, I love when Jesus comes to town. Amen. I love it. And she came up behind him and touched the bottom, the hem of his cloak. and her hemorrhage stopped immediately.
Wait a second.
Wait a second. So Jesus fixed a 12-year problem immediately. She went to every doctor. She tried every human resource possible. She spent all her money. She couldn't get fixed. I mean, it's just been going on for 12 years. So Jesus fixed a 12-year problem immediately. The Bible says that nobody could help her. Can you imagine if she gotten a hold of Jesus 12 years earlier? Nobody was able to help her. And this man, who was in town, healed her in a matter of seconds. So, okay, so why did she touch the hem of his garment? What's the significance behind that? Why did she do that? Well, Numbers chapter 15 tells us, verses 38 through 40, Numbers 15, 38 to 40. And back then, they were to have tassels. You know, tassels like with what the graduates wear, you know, that tassel on the that cap there, at the bottom of their garments. And these tassels is to remind you the word of God and the commandments of the Lord. So I believe that she believed that if I grab one of those, just one of those tassels out of his garments, I can have God's word work for me. And guess what? Those tassels are hanging at the bottom of his cloak. So in order of you to grab the tassel, you got to go low. She had to go low. The tassels weren't hanging up by his ear, his earrings or anything, or in his upper chest. No, it was all the way at the bottom. So she had to humble herself in order for her to hold on to dear life, to those tassels, to the hem of his garment. She went low. She humbled herself. She was not proud. She was willing to go low and let Jesus become higher than where she was. You got to humble yourself. If you're proud and you're not willing, well, you can go another 12 years and find no solution. She says, I'm willing to go low and take hold to that tassel. She made this statement of faith. Man, if I can just grab this tassel. Because what she says was, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. That's what she says. I mean, that's a statement of faith. If I can just grab on to that tassel and hold on to dear life. I mean, she exhausted every human resource, every doctor, spent all the money that she had. See, the reason why we aren't getting better are because we still have too many options. We still have too much money, and God will let you run out of options so you can come to him. In Luke 5, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind and in the crowd. So there was a great number of people around him, and she touched his cloak, the bottom, the hem of his garment, because she thought, if I can just touch his clothes, oh man, if I can just touch, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt it in her body. She felt in her body that she was freed from suffering. Verse 30 of Mark chapter 5. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? So there's a great number of people around him. And I love what one of the disciples said. It says, you see all the people crowding around you, and you ask, who touched me? Jesus realized that power had left him. See, in other words, you can be part of the crowd and Jesus never releases power. You can be in the congregation and still go untouched. In Jesus' vicinity, part of the Jesus fan club, and still go untouched. This woman was on her knees and willing to go low. That's why she got the power. That's why she got the healing. Because she was willing to go low while the others were still standing. I don't want to be part of the fan club, Jesus. I want Jesus. I don't want to be a member of the Jesus fan club. I want to be a member of God's family. Humble yourself to his authority. I felt power going out of me. See, I don't know about you, but I sometimes, like when I read these passages, like, man, wouldn't that be cool to be part of something like that? Just back then, just to experience that and see that. Right? And just like, wow, I would love to see that personally or be part of something like that. Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, it says that he lives forever to intercede with God on our behalf. It says that he lives forever to intercede with God on our behalf. See, the same stuff that Jesus was doing back then, hallelujah, is the same stuff that he's doing today. The same stuff that he did back then, he's still doing today. He's still letting power leave him. He's doing it right now from heaven through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you listen to this passage or when you read this passage and say, boy, that's nice. I wish that can work for me. Well, Hebrews 7:25 says he lives forever to intercede with God on our behalf. The same stuff that he did back then is the same stuff he's doing today in 2012. Amen. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Now, Jesus wasn't fooled. He knew exactly who touched him. He just wanted her to testify. No more secret Christian now. No more secret agent Christian. It's time to witness. It's time to testify. In other words, Jesus was saying, can I get a witness? Who touched me? And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear. She's like, it was me. See, some people want the healing without the testifying. And then something really neat happened here. We read this passage in a couple of different areas. We can read it in Mark 5. We can read the same account in Luke chapter 8. And all we know about this woman, we don't even know her name. All we know is that she had been bleeding for 12 years. It doesn't say her name. It doesn't say anything like that. All we know is that she had been bleeding for 12 years. But after Jesus had called her out, she came and fell to his feet. In Mark 5, it says that she told him the whole story. The entire story. She told him everything. And it doesn't say what exactly she said or what she talked about. But whatever she said, it made Jesus say in Mark chapter 5, verse 34, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Before all this happened, she was just a woman. But whatever she just told Jesus made her daughter, made her a daughter, made her a child. So friend, if we want to experience a transformation, we need to go low. We need to humble ourselves. We need to grab hold on to the word of God, and we need to tell God the entire truth. Just go raw. Just be honest. Tell him everything, because this woman did. And she turned from a woman into a daughter. And now her faith has healed her and she has been freed from her suffering. The same person who did that thousands of years ago. According to Hebrews 7:25, he's still doing it today. Amen and amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning. Behind me.
What a beautiful song. I have decided that is Selah right here on Great News Radio. Well, you are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, and it's so neat to know that he lives forever to make intercession on our behalf to God. I love that. He's still the same Jesus who did all that stuff back then, and the Word of God is the same Jesus that is still working today. My friend, you could contact us anytime. If there's something you're struggling with, something you need us to be praying about corporately as a body or individually for you, feel free to contact us anytime. Our telephone number is 217-367-7777, or you can just contact us through our website. You can email us if you feel more comfortable doing that. Our website is greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, there is a really neat bus trip coming up to Chicago to go see Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound on September the 8th at 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Moody Bible Institute at their Torrey Gray Auditorium. And this is, I don't know if you've ever seen Ernie Haas and his group there, the Signature Sound. I've never seen them personally, but I've seen them on TV, and they do just a fantastic job. They have so much fun. They're hilarious. And they have a lot of energy, and they just love the Lord. Well, they're going to be at, again, at the Moody Bible Institute up in Chicago again on September the 8th at 7 p.m. Now, what we're going to be doing, we're going to have a deluxe motor coach bus, special bus trip, departing from the Marketplace Mall at 2 p.m. on September the 8th, and it's just $50. Of course, that includes the motor coach, the ticket to the event, also will include some bottled water, some snacks, and an unforgettable night of worship and fellowship. To get more information on this event, just give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you on this Thursday. Don't forget, Mark Burns hanging out with you tomorrow for the Friday, I love that word, Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. In the meantime, remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.